Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. If you haven't picked up your Farmer's Almanac yet, the new edition is out there at newsstands everywhere. Editor Pete Geiger was pretty proud of hitting a homer with last year's winter forecast, specifically with a Super Bowl connection. Pardon the cross-referencing of sports, but they looked like Babe Ruth pointing to the right field fence for his next homer.
What we said is February 1st to the 3rd would be the storm coming in with snow and heavy winds, and it could impact the game because it was being played outdoors. And what happened was on the 2nd, it started to snow 2 hours after the game ended, and by noontime the next day, all of New Jersey was shut down.
Generally, their forecast for last winter was on the money.
And I was on NBC Nightly News in middle of March because it had been so bad, so long, so many places. I think 49 states had snow. I don't think we were calling it the polar vortex. We just called it cold, and it was just a really rotten long winter, and that's how we refer to it.
And their take on the weather this winter season.
I think it's going to be better because I don't think it's going to be as long a winter. We're talking about a wet Halloween, a wet Thanksgiving, a wet Christmas. Some of the worst time period is going to be the early part of January when it may get down to be 40 below, probably a little bit north of you, but I think it's going to be very, very cold for a period of time. A lot of snowstorms, but I don't think it will have the intensity that last winter had.
More on the Farmer's Almanac in a minute. We'll be right back.
We're the Turners from Plain County, Kentucky. We have poultry, grain farm, corn, soybeans, wheat. Most folks don't realize that poultry is the number one cash crop in Kentucky now, bringing in over $900 million last year.
It does make you have a sense of pride when we see our poultry in the store.
It's a product we enjoy ourselves.
Always been taught we're not here just to get it done, we're here to do it right.
I'm proud to work with my family every day. We're a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Poultry Federation and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Farmer's Almanac editor Pete Geiger says actually only about 8% of their content deals with weather. The rest is about how to live a good life, how to be smarter in doing things. We'll cover some of that in another program in the next few days, perhaps this Friday. But a sign of interest in their weather forecast was included with the promotional media mailing, in which, along with the almanac, they included an ice scraper.
We were red flagging the first 10 days of January and the first week of February as being particularly active storm-wise. And, I think it will be winter. I don't think it'll be as bad as last year, but, this is what Mother Nature does to us every so often, and I do think we'll be talking polar vortex for a while, too.
Hence the ice scraper. The almanac is at newsstands now in its familiar orange and green cover, in publication since 1818. Unique tips on better living and a lot of fun. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.